Mutter hat mit Zähnen, and here the egg is cold, so Mele, there is no Iserat Mole, and Rabbi also agrees with this Haloche, that Mutter hat mit Zähnen. But Rabbi holds that Ligabe Chel, that was the hot hail that was became hot from the sun, there is a special gzeira of gzeira shemayat mulerenes, because there is a similarity between the attributes of remets and the attributes of sand, of the sand that became hot from the sun. So mimele, there is a special gzeira. So according to Rabbi, there is a special gzeira vis-a-vis hail, hot hail. There is a special Zeire. And according to Rav Yisef, there is no special Zeire. So that's why Rav Yisef says that it's only Osir because Meir is Ofer Mekeime. Meir is Ofer Mekeime. But Rav Yehine does not agree with Tesis Pshat. Why doesn't Rav Yehine agree with Tesis Pshat? So it's possible that Rav Yehine and Tesis, Achilik and the Machlekes between Rashi and Ramban, because Rashi Shita is that the whole aloha of Mutal Hat Mitzenen is only if the purpose of the Hatmone is to prevent heating. But if the purpose is to warm it up, then the Isa of Hatmone, the general Isa of Hatmone applies even to Tzeinen. Even to Tzeinen. The Ramban is Chelik. So Teisves is like the Ramban. So Mimele Teisves says that there is no Isa of Hatmone. And even according to Rabbi, it's a special Gzeire. Gabi Chel. But the general Isa doesn't apply. Mashein Kein Rabbi Yehine. So he agrees with the shite of Rashi that this aloche that Mutal Hat Mitzeinen is only if the purpose of that money is to prevent healing. But if the purpose is to provide healing, then there is the issue of that money. So the male Rabbi Yehine is the kashi. Why does Rabbi Yisef have to resort to a special Isser because of means of Kame? Let it be also because of Atmone. So Rabbi Yehine says, no, here it's not considered Meisif Hevel because the Meisif Hevel does not emanate from an intrinsic source. It's not Meisif Hevel Machmas Atzme. Not Meisif Hevel Machmas Atzme. So on that point is the machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehine. So according to Rabbi, there is the Yisra of Hatmone Bidobar HaMeisif Hevel even begin. So applies even to a Meisif Hevel that is not from an intrinsic source, from an extraneous source, as long as it's Meisif Hevel. Yeh Meisif Tam Sheyeh. So there is an Yisra of Hatmone, and according to Rabbi Yisef, it doesn't apply. So according to Rabbi Yehine, we have to say that when Rabbi says Gzeira Shemayat Meremes, it's not his special Gzeira. It's the general Isa of Atmoni. Masha'inkin, according to Teisves, we have to say that even Rabbi agrees that the general Isa of Atmoni doesn't apply because it's in it. But according to Rabbi, by Chayil, there is a special Gzeira. And according to Rabbi Yisef, there is no special Gzeira. There is no special Zera. Now, from the Rajbo, it's Mashma. Then the Rashba says, Lifipirish Rabina Rav Aigoyen Zal, the Rav Yosef Lipolikali the Rabbi. Now, because before he mentioned, I didn't mention it, but the Rashba mentioned now that Rav Aigoyen has another pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, when the Gemara says, my benaye, ike benaye of a techuach. So Rashi explains, ike benaye of a techuach. So according to Rav Yosef, it's mutter. It's not shayach to say, maize is offer mkendi. And according to Rabbi, it is osa. So the Rashba mentions that the Rav Aigoyen, is chelik. He says just the reverse. Ike benaye of a techuach. So he says, so according to Rav Yosef, that the Yisrael is because of Meizis of Mkeimei, so Ba'ofet Echuach, there is also Meizis of Mkeimei, like the Gemara in Beitze, because even Ba'ofet Echuach, a Gumo is formed. But according to Rabbi, the Gzeira is Mishim Shem Yatmi Beremetz, so then by Ofet Echuach, there is no Gzeira. This is just the reverse of Rashi's Pshat. So he says, V'yesh Leimah, lefi Perushe shel Rav Aigoyen Zal, di Rav Yosef lipolikali di Rabbi, di hu name les li Gzeira Satmoni, di name, so there is a mistake, di hu name is li Gzeira Satmoni, elo sheheisiv, b'taymi Leimah, דאפילו בדובו שאין בין משום עתמונה ביופע תיחוח אפילו הוכה עושה משום שם היד וסוף המקים. So in other words, so in regard to that kashi, I mean, why does Rav Yosef say that the Yisrael of Yatmenu Bechel is based upon Midis of Amkemei, why couldn't it be based upon Atmone? So there are three different routes. One teretz is that there is no Atmone if it was not Mevushal at all. So there is no Atmone. Atmone, being the Yisrael of Atmone, Bidobar Amazim Hever. And being the Yisrael of Atmone, Bidobar Shemaimid Hever. So he's only Shayach when it's Mevushal already. But if it's not Mevushal, not. So that states the teretz. And then that's the teretz of Rabbi Yene, that Rabbi Yosef holds that the Yisrael of Atmone, of Bidobar Amazim Hever, is only Shayach. Something that is Meisiv Hevel intrinsically, but Chayil is Meisiv Hevel because of an extraneous source, and Rabbi is Chayilik, and then the Teretz of Rabbi Aigoyen is that Enoch Name Rabbi Yosef is not Chayilik. Rabbi Yosef is not Chayilik on Rabbi, but Rabbi Yosef says, even in a case where the Yisrael of Atmone is not Chayach, according to Rav Aigoyen, so Biofa Techuach, the Yisrael of Atmonic Zero Shemiyat Meremetz is not Shayach. It's not Shayach. So still it will be Oseah because of Mesis of Amkemi. But in Achname, the Yisrael of Zero Shemiyat Meremetz in the ordinary case, so Rav Yosef is made there that the Yisrael of Zero Shemiyat Meremetz does apply.